Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Why cassette tapes are making a comeback.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York, and we're going to roll it back a little bit, get a little retro for the moment, because cassette tapes, remember those, are apparently back in vogue, at least kind of, and gaining some traction as we speak, and we might even have a young Justin Bieber to thank for new music fans who are rediscovering the format's appeal. Let's get a little bit more from the Wall Street Journal's Nathan Olivares-Giles joining us via Skype in San Francisco. Hi, Nathan.
Hey.
Cassette tapes are back. That's interesting. Let's first, before we get into why exactly, let's break it down in black and white in terms of figures. What have sales looked like for cassette tapes lately?
Well, for the last decade, they've been steadily increasing. And Nielsen Music, which tracks the sales of vinyl records and CDs and all sorts of different things, including cassette tapes, said that an estimated 129,000 tapes were sold last year. And that's up from 74,000 the year before. So a pretty significant jump year over year. But it's steadily been inching up for a while now. So it's not a new trend. But experts I spoke with in the industry and academics both said that last year was a breakout year for cassettes, in part because these numbers went up so high. And there are a few different reasons for that.
Which brings me to my next question, because what jumped out at me in your story was that we basically have Justin Bieber to thank for this, kind of. How does he factor in?
Yeah, well, you know, Justin Bieber gets some of the credit here.
Both
Justin Bieber and The Weeknd, they released their most recent albums at the time. Bieber released his 2015 album Purpose last year on cassette. So he brought it out a little bit late in the kind of a cassette special.
Mm.
And The Weeknd had his Grammy winning release called Beauty Behind the Madness. And now you're going to be pretty blown away here, but they both sold more than 1,000 copies. And
whoa.
I know 1,000 doesn't sound like a lot, but these are all pretty small run, limited edition type things.
Right.
And 1,000 is a relatively significant sum. Now, there were actually more than 20 albums last year that sold more than 1,000 copies, Bieber and The Weeknd being included in that, but also reissues of old Eminem and Prince albums. And the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack continues to sell really, really well. The film has a mixtape in it that one of the main characters makes,
mm-hmm.
and the tape is essentially that same exact tape that the character has in the film. So a lot of people who love the movie went out and bought the tape. So there's kind of this mass, but this was really a big year for the mainstream, which Justin Bieber is, to embrace tapes, which have been popular kind of on an underground level for quite a while.
Mm-hmm. And nostalgia has to factor in as well. There's also this yearning for retro eras that new eras often pick up. Is that a big component here too, maybe?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, a lot of folks who, like me, are in their 30s or people who are, you know, maybe even a little bit older. You know, we made mixtapes when we were kids. We sat at boomboxes and recorded songs. I spoke with a few people who run labels like Anticon and Stone's Throw and kind of independent labels, and they've been embracing tapes for a while, in part because of that. I also spoke with some artists, some musicians, who like the kind of hissing noise that tape is known for, and kind of the way it captures the sound of an entire room. It's funny because vinyl records has always been considered, you know, one of the best formats for recorded music.
Right, right.
Digital has gotten a lot better, but it's never really quite been favored by audiophiles that way. And cassettes had always been kind of considered like, you know, the worst. But because of, you know, folks like myself and a lot of the musicians and record label folks I spoke with who grew up with tapes, we actually find that there's a lot to be appreciated about this kind of lo-fi sound.
Right. It has a specific sound to it that I do appreciate. We're speaking to The Wall Street Journal's Nathan Olivares-Giles about the cassette tape comeback. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
We'd like to say a quick thank you and share a message from one of our sponsors, Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to launch innovative transportation solutions, including its carpooling option, UberPool, and enable a world on the move. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Thanks for listening. Now that we've gotten all nostalgic about this, how have new tape players been upgraded for the digital age? And I also want to find out, where can we actually even buy tapes anymore?
Yeah.
But how does it merge with today? You know, how is it finding its footing in today's world?
Yeah, it's really interesting. If you want to buy a tape player, you can get some great ones on Amazon. You can get them from Best Buy. eBay has a bunch of stuff. If you're going for something new, a company called Ion makes a device called the Tape Express Plus, and it's basically a Sony Walkman, but it's about $40 and it's brand new.
Okay.
Sony actually makes a boombox called the CFD70, and that sells for about $60, and it can play both CDs and cassettes, and it even has a radio. And there's a company called Marantz, which is known for their high-end like home stereo equipment, home theater equipment, and they're one of the few companies that still makes a cassette deck. Now, what's cool about their cassette deck is it has two cassette decks, so you can actually play and record at the same time in real time. Now, both the Marantz option and the Ion Walkman, throwback, can connect to your computer using USB, so you can digitize the tapes that you have, which is a really fun way preserve the music that you got, because anyone who's had a tape knows there's only so many times you can play the things before they just fall apart.
Yeah, all of a sudden I'm compelled to just break out some old mixtapes and see where the night goes.
Yeah. I should also say that there are a lot of people who I spoke with who just refuse to buy the new stuff, and they kind of find joy in going to swap meets and Goodwill stores and Salvation Army and all that stuff to find some old school tape decks. Akai, Denon, and a Japanese company called Nakamichi seem to make some of the most prized decks that you can come across.
It's cool. It takes us all back, I think. Nathan, thank you as always.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Thanks again to the Wall Street Journal's Nathan Olivares-Giles. For more on his story, check out WSJ.com/tech. So ends another Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos for the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.